Chapter 16. Man may make plans in his heart, but what the tongue utters is from the Lord. All the ways of a man may be pure in his own eyes, but it is the Lord who proves the spirit. Entrust your works to the Lord, and your plans will succeed. The Lord has made everything for his own ends, even the wicked for the evil day. Every proud man is an abomination to the Lord. I assure you that he will not go unpunished. By kindness and piety, guilt is expiated, and by the fear of the Lord, man avoids evil. When the Lord is pleased with a man's ways, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him. Better a little with virtue than a large income with injustice. In his mind, a man plans his course, but the Lord directs his steps. The king's lips are an oracle. No judgment he pronounces is false. Balance and scales belong to the Lord. All the weights used with them are his concern. Kings have a horror of wrongdoing, for by righteousness the throne endures. The king takes delight in honest lips, and the man who speaks what is right he loves. The king's wrath is like messengers of death, but a wise man can pacify it. In the light of the king's countenance is life, and his favor is like a rain cloud in spring. How much better to acquire wisdom than gold? To acquire understanding is more desirable than silver. The path of the upright avoids misfortune. He who pays attention to his way safeguards his life. Pride goes before disaster, and a haughty spirit before a fall. It is better to be humble with the meek than to share plunder with the proud. He who plans a thing will be successful. Happy is he who trusts in the Lord. The wise man is esteemed for his discernment, yet pleasing speech increases his persuasiveness. Good sense is a fountain of life to its possessor, but folly brings chastisement on fools. The mind of the wise man makes him eloquent and augments the persuasiveness of his lips. Pleasing words are a honeycomb, sweet to the taste and healthful to the body. Sometimes a way seems right to a man, but the end of it leads to death. The laborer's appetite labors for him, for his mouth urges him on. A scoundrel is a furnace of evil, and on his lips there is a scorching fire. An intriguer sows discord, and a talebearer separates bosom friends. A lawless man allures his neighbor and leads him into a way that is not good. He who winks his eye is plotting trickery. He who compresses his lips has mischief ready. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is gained by virtuous living. A patient man is better than a warrior, and he who rules his temper than he who takes a city. When the lot is cast into the lap, its decision depends entirely on the Lord.